Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's the first regular season game of the season here at Brayhead Arena. It's been 5 weeks since the Champions Hockey League match against the German side Ingolstadt, and it's a fantastic homecoming for Brayhead Clan, winning by 5-3 over Fife Flyers in the Challenge Cup. After 5 weeks away, it only took a minute for Brayhead Clan to score the opening goal. Scott Pitt on the power play, a Brendan Brooks shot, escaped David Brown in the 5-goal putt, Pitt tucking it away in at the back post. Jeff Lee equalised for the Flyers with a shot in the backhand after he took the puck around the net to make it 1-1. And then Alex Levitt set up Brendan Brooks at the blue line. Brooks looked up, smashed it into the net on the power play to make it 2-1 for the Clan just before the end of the first period. Alex Levitt with a finish at the back post to make it 3-1, 25 minutes into the game. Great teamwork and movement with passing involving Scott Pitt and Scott Arson. Jeff Lee took the puck behind the goal and shoveled it out to TJ Keg, finishing the shot to pull one back for the Flyers on 26-49. Rick Jackman made it 4-2 with Clan's goal poking it through Brown. He was set up by Stefan Meyer, Clan reopening that 2-goal advantage. Then Jackman was awarded the goal to make it 5-2 in the third period. He hit the shot in the power play. It looked as though Matt Keith got a final touch on it on its way in. However, Jackman was awarded with the goal for his second of the night, although that may change. Ryan Dingle with his back to goal for the Flyers, flicking the puck into the top right hand corner of the net past Holt to make it 5-3, 57-36. And then Jeff Lee got 5 plus game for checking from behind. Frustrations getting the better of Flyers. They did have a goal chopped off right before it though. It's been Clan's night though. They win by 5-3. We'll get some reaction for you in just a minute. We'll start with the opposition point of view. I'm with the Flyers coach Todd Doughty. Todd, just to get your thoughts on the game first of all.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you give up 3 power play goals, you're a little behind the 8 ball. But I think certainly that first period, we were a little unfortunate to be down a goal. We came out and stuck to the game plan and played well. But it's a good hockey club there. I was quite pleased we played right till the end. But it just wasn't happening tonight.
A bit of frustration that the goal that wasn't near the end there, that could have turned the game so late on, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know what, I mean, I think there was a bit of confusion initially. I think they were saying that he called it the net, somebody was in the crease, which they weren't, but I think it was actually the net was off, and it might have been. I'll look on the tape, but a little tired of key goals getting called off, but that's hockey, right?
And of course that led to, I'll tell you, Jeff Lee getting kicked out of the game in the end. Was frustration just boiling over at the end there for him?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't seen the hit. I'll be able to see it on video. I don't think it was anything malicious. I mean, it's a physical hockey game. He was up against the boards. I don't think that there was any intent in there. And certainly looking at the Dobbs reviews over the last couple of weeks, I think we've certainly seen worse hits.
And of course, your team played well tonight. You can take a lot of positives from this tonight, can't you?
Yeah, we did. I mean, it was Challenge Cup. We needed to find a way to get a point tonight just to ensure we were advancing. But we didn't. That didn't happen for us tonight. But you know what? I think that for big portions of that hockey game, we did play good. And you know, maybe in the past in this building, we might have shut up shop and they might have run away with it. But like you said, we scored that late one to make it 5-4, and you know, that might have been a different hockey game if that stood. But the guys fought right to the end, and it was a tough place to come into and get a result. So yeah, it's pretty positive.
Well, is up a lot of energy about your team. You've changed a lot of players this year. Was that something you were looking to improve on after last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got to say that I think it's been refreshing. We got a very good group of individuals in the dressing room. It's fun to come to the rink, and we're really enjoying it. It was a blank canvas for us to put in in place what we wanted to. And, you know, so far so good. But we're going to need to come into this building and get some results if we want to have any successes here in conference.
Thanks for your time, Todd.
Thank you.
Well, Clan coach Ryan Finnerty, you spoke in the week about lack of goals. You certainly got that tonight.
Yeah, no, definitely. We anytime you're scoring, you know, over four goals is a good night. And more importantly, we got our power play going. You know, we went 3-for-4, I think, on the power play, something like that, 3-for-5 maybe. But either way, we got some important goals, and you know we spent all week. We obviously changed everything up. We changed all the lines. We changed our power play units up, and got some different looks. And you know, it's a good start. And now we got to build on it.
How much do you think that helped changing the lines about? I was hearing how you did that, changed it up in practice earlier in the week. Is that really,
yeah,
that really made a difference to you?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I typically don't juggle lines around that much. I like to find that consistency and then work through the good and bad times. But you know, anytime you're struggling as bad as we are to score goals, it gives us, the coaching staff, an opportunity to juggle it around, and you know, I think guys responded. We split up our Brit line, we spread them around. I thought all three lines looked dangerous tonight at times. You know, it was our first game together, so hopefully that's a good building blocks for those guys, and even the fourth line with Ezzy going back on the fourth. You know, they played some big minutes, and I thought they crashed and bang and did their job tonight, and they created a few looks as well. They had some good shifts, so offensively they had some great shifts. So no, I'm happy overall. Like I said, you know, we're not quite there, but we're definitely getting there.
And of course, the homecoming weekend, you got that home crowd behind you at last. That must have been nice to hear the crowd all for you.
Yeah, you know, anytime you get back, it's all too familiar, and it's nice, and it's a good feeling to play in front of these fans, and you know, give them a good game. And you know, I think, like I said, it's just nice not to be on the road, and it's nice to be in your own room and coach's room, and being able to do what you can do here. And like I said, it's been a long time coming, but we definitely enjoyed it here tonight.
And of course, back here tomorrow, Dundee Stars come here. That's going to be another difficult game for you in the league.
Yeah, they're good. You know, they're good. They remind me of the Dundee a few years ago that won the conference. You know, they got some offense. They got a great goalie. You know, and they're rolling right now. Their player obviously playing confident. So, you know, we didn't play our best game by any stretch of the imagination the last time we were there in the Challenge Cup. And tomorrow's a big one with the league, the double up with the cup and league. So we'll be ready to go here. We got some work to do here. Got some work to do. And come 7 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be prepped and ready.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Clan D-man Jamie Fritsch is with me now. Jamie, no place like home, is there?
Oh, it's nice to be home. We had a long little road stretch there, but it's nothing like coming home and playing in front of these fans.
Great result against Fife Flyers as well. It's always nice to get one over the old rivals.
Yeah, we had a good week of practice. We've been working hard and really emphasizing driving the net and trying to put it in the back of the net. So luckily tonight things started going in for us and we put a few on the board.
I want to ask you about the incident involving Jeff Lee that got him kicked out of the game for Flyers. He went in on Jackman, and something we've never seen in you before. You seem to go for Lee in that moment. What was going through your head?
It's just, you know, as a team we want to be a difficult team to play against, and it's kind of the unwritten rules of hockey there. If someone is taking liberties on a guy, especially your D partner, you got to jump in and help him out in some way. So it's kind of early in the season, but we're trying to build a culture here, and that's part of it. We want to be tough to play against and tough as a group.
I've been speaking a lot to the coach and some of your teammates in the last couple of weeks, and the real frustration seemed to be lack of goals. You got five tonight. That must go a long way to help with confidence in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you're not getting chances, but we've been getting chances, but we had a hard week and we really emphasized driving the net and, you know, burying rebounds and stopping in front. And tonight it finally clicked, and it's good for all the guys to kind of get the monkey off their back and see the results finally come.
Now that's game one of a three-game weekend. Dundee come here tomorrow night. Again, you've got the home crowd behind you. But how much will that result help the team tonight?
I think it's all part of the process, just, you know, building as a group here and trying to get better every game. There's still things we can improve on, and you know, it's good to see that every time we come out, we're getting better and better, and things are starting to click. And tonight the puck went in the net, and, you know, we can get better in all areas of the ice. But, you know, it's a big weekend for us, so hopefully tomorrow we can continue this and keep the same results coming.
Thanks very much, Jamie.
All right, thanks.
There we go, and that's the viewpoints of Fife Flyers coach Todd Doughty, Clan coach Ryan Finnerty, and the D-man Jamie Fritch. It's the next home game prevented by Infinity, and it's the Clan continuing their homecoming return to Brayhead Arena. Dundee Stars come to the arena tomorrow, that's Saturday the 10th of October, and it's a 7 o'clock face-off. Get your tickets, they're on sale now via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700, or get them directly at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Dundee Stars coming to Brayhead Arena tomorrow, Saturday the 10th of October, and it's a 7 o'clock face-off. Get yourself up to date with the latest Clan news on the website brayheadclan.com, like us on the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all for Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.